they got crosswise, right? And there is a devil out there, and he would kill everybody if he could. So again, we always make God the bad guy, like God was the one who did it. No, God just didn't stop it. You understand? The enemy will kill. God didn't do what happened in World War II. The enemy did, because people would cooperate with him. But because those people were demonically inspired, they were outside of the territory there. And so God raised up an army against them, and everybody's still here, and we're not speaking German. Right? Simple enough. Okay. Believe in the love. Comes back up to here where you see experience. We've talked about this many times. Ephesians chapter 3. If you start in the 19th verse, it said that we come to experience, that's the word, kenosko. We come to know is what most translations say. No, you come to know by experiencing. That's what that says. We come to know through experience the purposeful good will of Christ, huperbalo, that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge, so that we are filled with, remember several weeks ago, probably a couple of months ago now, we talked about how the early church looked at that idea of fullness when it came to God. Anybody remember? Fullness. When the early church used this phrase, fullness, what they were talking about. Anybody remember? The totality of divine powers. The totality of divine powers. So, you come to experience the purposeful goodwill of Christ that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge, so that into you is filled the totality of divine powers. And people say, well, that's just way over the top. No, that's being filled with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is the totality of divine powers. It is all in Him. It was all, you know, the Father. The Father designed it, the Word spoke it, and the Spirit created it. And they're one. That's how that works. The totality of divine powers, we should all be filled with that. It's not some kind of crazy out there kind of thing. It's who we are. It's who we should be. You come to experience the love. That's how you get out of it. Once that happens to you, it's very difficult to get you back in the box. Because first of all, you will come to know Jesus more completely. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. He's the way. He's the only right way. He's the truth, the design of reality, the logos aletheia that we talk about. He's the way, the truth, and the life. That's Zoe. That's the vitality of living. Once you experience that, it's tough to cram you back in a box. What do we do now that we're out of the box? What do? You recognize all this stuff. You see it around you. You realize that it's true. What do once you're out of the box? And to me, I mean, you could use a lot of different words. You preach Jubilee. And not just because that's the name on the building, okay? Jubilee is to proclaim liberty. Say liberty. 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 Freedom. To proclaim liberty. I hate the box. I detest the attitude of the people that keep them in the box. You proclaim liberty. Listen, don't look at me in that tone of voice. That's exactly who Jesus of Nazareth was and is. He came to set people free. He spoke truth to power. He told them straight up where the cows was grazing. He said, this is wrong, and I've come to fix it. Preach Jubilee. Proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof. You preach the word of truth, not compartmentalized, not religion. You don't apologize. Jesus is not just the Lord Advocate General of the church. He is the Pontificator now over all things. He is seated at the right hand of the majestic majesty. He is upholding all things by the word of his power. He is the all in all. He's it. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or thinks. That's the truth. And Jesus didn't just say that you got to come to the Father through me. He also said, I will in no wise cast out those who come to me. Those who come to me, I will in no way, no how, cast them out. He is the door that we walk into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is literally the powers of the heavens. That's everything. Even the enemy is subject to you through his name. That's what we preach. That's what we teach. I'll share one thought with you. I'll stop. Meditating over these things the other day, and I wrote this down. The Father, the creator of all things, has redeemed us to himself through the very one who created us himself. How cool is that? God has redeemed us to himself through the very one who created us himself. And that's Jesus, the word of God from the beginning. Everything, including all of us, were made by him. God, I just think that's one of the most beautiful things, that God has redeemed us to himself through the very one who created us, himself. It's a circle. Wow. And he created everything else. Okay? Everything else. He is the one with all power. He is the one with all authority over all things. We have to look at stuff differently. We have to expand our horizon. We got to get out of the box. And then we got to proclaim liberty to all the people stuck in the box. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you so much for your word this morning. I believe that seed, your words, go down into their hearts and they will bear fruit in Jesus' name. Amen.